A bronze statue will be unveiled today near the Nashville Sounds' new ballpark. It depicts longtime Tennessee State track coach Ed Temple on one knee with an open book in one hand and a stopwatch in the other. It's a pose he likely struck countless times during his 44-year career as he imparted advice to his legendary Tiger Bell teams, who he says are the ones who deserve to be honored.
I mean, they're the ones that made the statue. I mean, I didn't run no races. They're the ones who won the races.
Ed Temple was a 23-year-old grad student in 1950 when he was hired as the women's track coach at TSU. The job didn't pay much, so he kept his part-time job at the post office. Together, he was making $150 a month and still living in a university dorm.
I only had three athletes, and we only had one track meet a year, but we went to the Tuskegee Relays, and we trained all year before that one meet.
But the program quickly grew, as did Temple's reputation for recruiting budding talent, like Mae Fags from Bayside High School in Queens, New York.
I call her more or less the mother of the team because she brought us that fire and zip and everything. She was only 5'1", but she was tremendous.
Just 5 years after Temple took over, the team won a national championship. The following year, the school placed six athletes, including Mae Fags, on the Olympic squad in Melbourne, Australia. The bronze medal relay team that year also featured a 16-year-old from Clarksville who'd spent summers training with Coach Temple. It wasn't until 4 years later, however, that Wilma Rudolph sprinted into history.
You know, the 60 Olympics in Rome, where Wilma won her three gold medals, that opened up the door, I think, for women's sports, period. Regardless of what sport, basketball or softball or whatever.
Temple was the coach of that wildly successful 1960 Olympic team. 4 years later, they asked him to lead the squad again, but he hesitated.
I went home and told my wife, and she told me, she said, I don't see why you won't go back. I said, my goodness. I said, we had the 60 Olympic team, and what we accomplished and everything. I mean, we can't do no better. I mean, the only thing we can do is go down. We can't go up.
Prodded by his wife, Temple did end up coaching in 64, and his protege, Wyomi Atias, won the 100-meter race. 4 years later, she ran even faster, set a world record, and became the first ever to win back-to-back gold medals in that marquee event. Tyus was a Georgia native whose dad died when she was 15. She, too, caught the attention of Temple at one of his summer camps, and after enrolling at TSU, began to see her coach as a father figure, a very strict father figure.
His rules always, there's the right way, the wrong way, and there's his way. So you always had to do it his way.
She says Temple had an exacting set of rules. Keep up your grades, don't ride in cars other than his 9-passenger DeSoto station wagon, and...
We never could be late for practice. I mean, you could be, but you didn't want the afterward effect.
From her home in Los Angeles, Tyus, who turns 70 tomorrow, says the Tiger Bells team was like family. And no matter how well you did on the international stage back on the TSU campus, gold medals didn't earn you any special privileges.
And I think that was the best thing. Coach Temple never treated, you know, his Olympians any different than the girls that did not make the Olympic team.
Tyus's Olympic triumph in 1968 came at a time of racial unrest in the country. She says as a result, her homecoming could be described as muted at best.
I went to the Olympics, won back-to-back 100 meters, and, you know, it was like nothing happened. And then, you know, people started saying, well, you know, that has never been done. That's never been done. Well, I knew that, but you know, it was no publicity about all of that. And it was because of the times, I think.
It wasn't until nearly three decades later, shortly before the 1996 Atlanta Olympic Games, that Tyus's hometown named a park in her honor.
I don't know how they overcome it. I mean, sitting here now, looking back, I don't know how we done it.
At 87 years old, Ed Temple still marvels at his athlete's resilience. There was the tension of the time and a lack of full scholarships. It was before Title IX gave female sports equal funding, leaving that brown two-tone station wagon to double as the team bus.
Well, we didn't have nothing else. I mean, you had to take what you had and do the best what you could.
And quite often, the Tiger Bells were the best in the world. Under Temple's leadership, 40 members of the TSU women's track team competed in the Olympics, winning 23 medals, more than half of them gold. He's one of only four coaches who've been inducted into the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame. When his statue is unveiled today, it'll sit on a granite base in a part of town sandwiched between downtown and North Nashville. The location was chosen so that Ed Temple's presence, just like his legacy, can be seen beyond the TSU campus. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.